Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Think about the impact that one person can have with the gospel. And there's going to be a word from Rick Joyner from Morningstar Ministries we'll be sharing next week. Did you get a chance to read the word?
No. Uh-oh.
You didn't? Oh. Did you get a chance to read the word? Didn't? The,
the one from a couple days ago?
Well, the word about the new scribes.
Yes, yes, yes. I did.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He's just a little slow today.
Well, you know, that was 100 years ago.
Yeah, no. If only, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But the new scribes, you're listening to a scribe. You're listening to VFN Radio. VFN TV is a scribe.
Right.
The VFN Torch is a scribe. And a scribe is somebody that would write down what's being said and gather, orchestrate, formulate, ministry, seed, word, what's going on, is sowing it into your heart, sowing into the ethnos, into the nations, and what's taking place today. Mm-hmm. But you so often, and think about the printed word. The printed word is becoming a rarity.
Yeah.
And I encourage you, by the way, to get some things in printing. if the only Bible you have is a digital Bible, there's a chance you're about to lose it.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage you to... get a Bible.
That's right.
Get it in writing. And might want to get a couple
of them.
Get several. But with that, couldn't miss the opportunity. turning back to what being a scribe, understand the reason why the Bible is there, because there were scribes that wrote down what was being said by the messenger of God at that time. And thank God they did it. Think about it. They didn't. Where would we be? And the question is, who's writing it down today? Mm-hmm. And we talk about it all the time. When you hear us talk about abiding, mm-hmm. we're talking about be your own scribe. Write down what God says to you. Don't let the next generation come along and all you do is say God was good to me over the last 80 years.
Right.
Have a record of his goodness mm-hmm. and his words. And pass on a continual genealogy of the voice of God. And you can find out how to do that, iabide.org. We have a free plan for you to be able to do that there. But the scribes that he talks about in his, which I don't have with me, maybe you can get it, but we're on it right now, so I'm going to continue talking about it, is don't try to think, oh, I got to do the old way and the new way. We got to live within the Gutenberg printing press. There was a day that you pretty much had to minister the word of God on the barter trails, the trading routes. That's how you pretty much did. Paul was going along the trading routes, and all these people would pass back and forth, and you would see the majority of the people on the trading route. And up to a certain point, of course, there was no Bible, just a few letters and him showing up and different things of that nature in the New Testament, New Covenant. And he wrote about a third of the New Testament. At some point, there was the Bible, but it was only in the hands of a few. And they didn't believe you could trust the common man with word. But thank God for Tyndale. And his desire to get the word of God into the common plow man. And then the Gutenberg printing press was, and he transcribed the Bible from where it was to a language that everybody could understand. And then at that point, the Gutenberg printing press was just happened, I mean, all these thousands of years, just happened to be created at a time when, the Bible was transcribed. Isn't that amazing? So amazing. But very few people could read. And so what happens was entire towns would order a Bible, and that was your bigger, huge, large Bibles. Obviously, they're printing the old printing way.
Mm-hmm.
And someone would sit in the town square and in a circle or whatever, and they would read the Bible, and people would listen, and that's how they would learn. And don't stop there, because people went to jail for this.
Mm-hmm.
people got persecuted for finding out what God says. It's like the old move always rejects the new move. But you have to understand, there would have been no Bible to transcribe if the old move wouldn't have actually kept it.
That's right.
So don't, you got to appreciate all the seasons of us and what happened, all the way back to it was the Jews that brought the word and kept the word and were faithful with the word that delivered it on. It began with Israel, with Jacob. And he's talking about modern-day scribes, Rick Joyner is, and we'll make this available for you on The Torch today. You can go to vfntv.com and click on The Torch. Is bringing forth treasures from the new and the old, as he subtitles it. But it's basically, you know, the Gutenberg printing press was a press that you could print. Every single letter had its own lead, like a T, like an A, like a B, like a C. And you would spell the word out with these little lead, you know, letters. And you would kind of line them all up. So the word D would have three pieces of lead. You would stack them in this rack. And then once the whole page was laid out in lead, then you would roll ink over the top of it. And then you would put a piece of paper on top of it. And then you'd press down, printing press, right? And you'd press down. And then the impression of those letters was on that piece of paper. I believe one time, I think it took a year, I believe, to print a Bible at some point. Wow. In the beginning, it took a year to get it printed and laid out. And the lead didn't last forever, so it only so many printings would happen on that.
All right.
And make sure Wall Builders is on our links. By the way, you can go to vfntv.com and check out our links area. It's going to begin to grow, and we're going to share all those that we've been specific ones that we've been talking to you about. We're going to make available to you there that you can have access to them. And, you know, ones that we think is very important for what's happening today, because there's so many opportunities and so many wonderful things kind of in our stream, I guess, if you would say. And, but think about it, it's kind of difficult to get to 6 billion people printing one Bible a year. And of course, new printer technology came out and the printed book and all of a sudden the mass production. And I mean, China, who doesn't even allow people to openly follow, you know, God, allows their form of the 3C type church, is printing Bibles for the world, but they're not actually distributing to their own people. Now, read your Bible. It says, probably some of them says made in China.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's wild.
Yeah, their own desire for profit is going to bring, and it has brought, the largest population of the church in the world is in China. And that's not working for them, for the government. But then today, I mean, look, everything's switching over to digital. You know, I remember when self-service gas came out, gas stations, I thought, oh man, that's not going to work. You know, I mean, these folks are used to just pulling up to a gas station and just people coming out and digging through their change to give them like 75 cents for like 7 gallons of gas.
Yeah. I remember them days, believe it or not.
Oh, I know. I'm sure you do. He's an ancient man.
I was just a kid, though.
didn't last long, but the understanding that new times change. You know, we could have stayed bad. They could have said, "Listen, we don't believe in the Gutenberg printing press, so we are not going to have any Bibles printed," which would have prevented a mass number of people. You know, I'm thinking of people that have given their lives to carry a printed Bible into a nation, and Demetrius Duderman was tortured for carrying Bibles. I don't know if it was Romania where he was carrying them
in.
But he was carrying them in, and they shocked him, gave him shock treatment. They pulled his teeth. They did all kinds of evil things trying to get him to stop him. But yeah, angels appeared. Angels appeared and would tell him and direct him where to take these Bibles to. And he would take a luggage suitcase full of Bibles to be able to deliver them to people there. And he gave his life. People have given their lives to get the word of God and put them on balloons and go into from South Korea to North Korea. And today, we had the ability to digitally deliver a Bible. I mean, people lived on a page in the Bible. All they had was just one page. They would take a Bible in China. They would rip the pages out of the Bible, and they would just pass out a page. And that was your page, the page that you had.
Wow.
And think about today with this mass printing, now with digital, you can literally find a hotspot somewhere a Wi-Fi hotspot, and within a few moments, you can download an entire Bible and take it off to be with you somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, the difficulty with that, too, is that the man, Big Brother, can, you know what's going on in the context of that. But, who, you know, think about this. At least they got the word, they got the Bible, they got the message. And here we are today. We're able to, right now, we have an audience that reaches around the world for VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, and it's building, and we're going to welcome you to come and connect with us and download our podcast, connect to us on our app, like us on our Facebook, all different ways you can connect to us. But realize this, that this is our moment in time. This is our Gutenberg printing press. And what he's talking about in this article, Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is talking about, is that you know, people are a cross genre of people are saved. Mm-hmm. And but it's very significant when Matthew chapter 13, verse 52 in the biblical times, he's talking about scribes were saved. And scribes were very significant because could everybody write? Could everybody, just because you can hear from God, didn't mean you know how to write it down.
Right.
You know, it takes all of us to put all of our talents together to do one thing.
Yeah.
You know, every joint supplies, right?
That's right.
But God does, scribes get saved and give their life to God. And you have modern day scribes. But every modern day pulpit, every person who blogs, every person who broadcasts, every way to do videos and radio and all that, and sad to say, there's this commercial on television, and I think it's an insurance commercial where this guy says, you know, where did you find that out? She says, oh, it's on the internet. And she says, don't you know everything on the internet's true?
Oh, yeah.
And he says, what are you waiting for? She says, I'm waiting for my blind date. And she says, he's French. And so this guy shows up not French anywhere in his lineage with, you know, pants pulled up to his neck and big glasses on, right, shirt all messed up with a southern accent like us, and goes, way, way, you know, something like that.
Way, bonjour.
Way. Bonjour, yeah. Yeah, bonjour. And she looked over at the guy and says, see? And what Rick Joyner's talking about is, sad to say, when people read, so we're so used to history, not today. I mean, you it's one thing you can't really try. Modern today's media, you can't. It's just been turned over to darkness. So much of the media, predominantly 80-90%, if I was going to estimate, it's only just a rough estimate, that you're listening to just twists on things and turns, and people just don't even tell you what's going on. It's like, don't you realize that we lost a state last night? Are you going to bring this up or not? And they're going to bring up the fact that we have three Americans standing before our representatives, saying that bad things happened over Benghazi, and you have MSNBC not even talking about it, you know, reportedly not even talking about it, according to other sources, and or what they're saying is not, you know, like this is huge. But understand, you can't believe everything that you read. It's not doctrine that what you're reading on the internet. You need to connect to where God has called you to connect to the scribe that he's called you to connect to. And I encourage you that, you know, if God's calling you to connect to VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, you know, I can tell you that we don't take lightly anything that we say. Although our radio conversation is just a casual conversation, on VFN TV at VFNTV.com, we have the intense teaching of the Word of God to make sure that we are dotting the I's and crossing the T's and teaching precept upon precept. And the conversation that we have on VFN Radio is to bring, just begin to just enlighten you and encourage you and just have a light, you know, L-I-G-H-T conversation that kind of keeps you informed, but not too much of the stuff that's going on. There's enough of it. You just got to take a little tasting of it, you know, like a dipstick in an oil thing. And, but also to encourage you on your day and to give you wisdom and hopefully some laughs every now and then. And, but I'm sensing, based on, you know, what we personally are seeing and how people are thinking everything that they read and everything they hear on the internet's real. I mean, there was, a decapitation that was put out and just broadcast all around the world, only to find out later on it was all an act, but they already, you know, convinced, you know, a couple years back, they already convinced all these people, and it's like, you got to know what you got to. It's not just you. Just you understand. You're going to be deceived. You need to know those who you walk with.
That's right.
And we and also in true as well. You know, the VFN Dream Center that is located and moving to the next level in the Emerald Coast. Maybe God's calling you even to relate or connect there. Maybe you're a minister, but you're alone. You know, you're alone, and it's not good for man to be alone. And you need to get rightly related. You know, maybe you have a church and the church is, you know, it's just heavy on you, and but you're doing it alone. And I just want to encourage you that, you know, begin to pray. Maybe God's calling you to relate to the Vine Fellowship Network, Apostolic Center, to be able to help you fulfill your call and your destiny and help you survive this thing called giving my life to God, ministry, and serving Him. Modern day scribes, that's what you're listening to. And there's a lot of scribes, you know, Rick Joyner is one of them. And, but you need to hook up to the same stream that bears witness that you know who you're walking with. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.